It was a good thing in the 1950s when transistors started replacing vacuum tubes. Tubes are fragile, hot, heavy, noisy, power-hungry, expensive, and prone to hum. Transistors are cheap, clean, and efficient. They are what make portable audio possible. So if transistors are so good, why are audiophiles willing to pay five figures for a pair of mono tube amps? Part of it may be nostalgia, a romantic throwback to the technology they used to record Charlie Parker and Frank Sinatra. But their main reason is that tubes absolutely sound better than transistors. Transistors only sound good if they aren't overloaded. Once they are pushed to the point where they can't amplify anymore, they sound harsh. When tubes are overloaded, they sound warmer, fatter, and richer. It's not that tube amplification isn't distorted. It's that the distortion sounds better. All guitarists know this. Artists like Jimi Hendrix know how to push their tubes and turn the amplifier itself into a musical instrument. For KMUW, I'm Mark Foley. I'll travel down from the edge of my head.